Hi, I'm Richard Mitchell. I'm the Chief Operating Officer at the University Hospitals of Leicester.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. I think we're so proud now that we've got a truly world-class environment to care for emergency patients at the Leicester Royal Infirmary. It's also a great environment for our staff to be working in. So it's been many years in planning, but it opened this morning and it's all going really well.
So the A&E at the Leicester Royal Infirmary is the busiest A&E in the country. We see about 650 patients a day. What we've now got is a fully functioning adult emergency department and a fully functioning paediatric department. Patients predominantly come in one of two ways. They'll come in on a 999 call with East Midlands Ambulance Service, and they'll come in via one entrance, and some patients will walk in or be brought in and come in via another entrance. We've got GPs working in here, we've got ED consultants, we've got a wide range of nursing support, acute physicians, lots of specialist input. So I really think now we've got a great environment to provide world-class care to our patients.
And you've really increased the number of ambulance bays as well.
Unfortunately, the Leicester Royal has had a long-standing issue about ambulance handovers, partly because we just have not had enough ambulance bays to support what often is very high rates of attendance and admission going into the evening. We've now doubled the number of ambulance bays. We've got 13 bays on site. We've been working very closely with the ambulance teams to make sure we can pull patients off ambulances in a timely way, bring them into the safety of the A&E environment, and if necessary, admit them into our bed base as soon as possible.